Hi, Marian. Welcome to Ask the Doctor. What is your question?
My question is, what causes the shadow underneath the gum lines?
Okay. Looking at your teeth, your front two teeth have a root canal treatment done. And because of the root canal treatment, quite a few times, tooth gets darker, and quite a few times, root also get darker. When you have root darker, your gums and bone have a little bit of translucency and it's visible as a dark shadow. I'll explain to you what can be done later on, but let's talk about why this happens. You must have seen or other people's mouths, the kids especially, when they fell down after a while, the front tooth gets darker. Either it is darker in the shade from, and sometimes it's kind of a very dark, like a black type of. This happens because of when the tooth dies, the blood is there in the tooth. Blood has a RBCs, and RBC has a hemoglobin, and hemoglobin is made up of iron. So when iron is there, when iron stays there for a long time, it's kind of leak out. And it gives you a black shadow. So it goes this iron from the blood into the dentinal tubules, because dentin is made up of small tubules, and then it visible as a dark shadow or dark color of the tooth. What is the solution? First of all, prevention. When the prevention means you should not have an injury, so you have to prevent the injury. For the kids especially, whenever they're playing any sports, even they're going on a bike, even they do play basketball just here and there, have them wear a sports guard. When they wear the sports guard, all the teeth are protected. So any blow happens, the chances of damage to the teeth are very minimum. So have all the kids wear the sports guards. The second prevention is, this is practically for the dentist, not for the patients, but for us. Whenever we do a root canal treatment, we need to remove all the contents of the canal and the pulp chamber, remove all the contents and clean it very well. So if there is no any part of the blood stays there, chances of having a discoloration are very minimum. Let's go to the treatment part. If it happens to the tooth, that can be fixed easily by internal bleaching. So after root canal treatment is done, we go inside the tooth and put the bleaching gel, and then the tooth becomes, because what we are doing is we are picking up those pigments from the tooth, which has been created by the hemoglobin from the blood, that will be picked up from the bleaching gel, and the tooth becomes very lighter in color, and you will be happy. As far as the root is concerned, we can go up to a certain level into the root, but it is very, very difficult to do the bleaching inside the root. And so that way, whatever is visible through the gums may not be changed. The only way to change is you can pull those teeth out and put the implant there. Otherwise, it is kind of very difficult to do that, especially if you have a metal post there. Sometimes metal post is metal also visible through the tooth and through the gums. Now, as far as crown is concerned, when you have a dark tooth, if you want to put a crown there, the crowns have a translucency. If you want to put a IMEX crown, IMEX crown. IMEX crown has a very high translucency. So if tooth is darker, it will visible through the IMEX. In that situation, either you do first internal bleaching and then put that kind of crown, or you can put a crown with there has an opaque layer, which is porcelain fused to metal crown, or some of the other crowns, there they have a very opaque layer first to cover the tooth and discoloration. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.